Well, folks, I'm sitting with Greg Mortal, and we've enjoyed some great wines and great food here. And we're sitting on the terrace here at Rodney Strong Vineyards, and Greg just brought a surprise for me. We have the newest vintage of the Symmetry. This is the 2017, and I noticed the label's a little different.
That's right. Yeah, we took Meritage off the label. We belonged to the Meritage Society for a long time, which is a club kind of thing. It started a long time ago. I think it kind of lost its way in more recent years, but you know, to those who are still putting it on their labels, more power to them. We're doing the same thing. I want to point out that we always have been. This is a Cabernet-based Bordeaux-style blend, which is what a Meritage is. There's a couple rules for the Meritage to put Meritage on the label, but we're doing the same thing we always have. It's a red blend based on Cabernet. This is coming from high elevation vineyards that we have out in Alexander Valley, two properties in Alexander Valley called Brothers and Rockaway.
Those are single vineyards by themselves, and they are very special wines, and I love them all.
Yes, exactly. And it's a story of elevation and terroir. It's a story of the soil and getting up off the valley floor, up in the hillsides in Alexander Valley. You get more intense sunlight up at elevation. You actually get more UV radiation. The skins develop more color. They develop more tannins. The berries are smaller because you're on weathered sandstone and shale, and they just don't have the water to support growing a larger cluster. So you make more intense wines. And then the third vineyard is called the Cooley Ranch, which we have an 80-year lease on, and it's out in the wilds of Sonoma County. It's almost in Mendocino. It's, you know, the top of the vineyard's about a mile from Mendocino. It's rugged. It actually is twice the elevation as our highest elevation vineyard in Alexander Valley. It goes up to 2,040 feet, and so the wines are delicious and intense. They tend to show a little bit of minerality, you know, in the Cabernets, and then just structured. And over time, that structured, you know, through barrel aging and French oak, the structure, the tannins will melt down a little bit, depending on how you like your wines. But if you buy them now, try them now, but, you know, save a few for 5 years down the road, and they just make excellent, excellent Cabernet.
Well, the addition of the Cooley Ranch has really taken your game to another level, and it was already at a pretty lofty level with these great vineyards and the single vineyards you're doing. But I noticed the intensity that you get on these wines now, and it's exciting to see as we progress through time here that we're getting even better wines.
I think so. Yeah, I mean, it's like we've been making this since 1996. However, it has changed quite a bit since then. So there has been this evolution, and in the last about 5 years, it's been the modern evolution of our Symmetry is what you see here. And it is this blend of that Cooley fruit plus the top end Alexander Valley fruit. So as a blend, I want to point out, of course, this is almost 70% Cabernet, this vintage, but then blended in with Merlot, soften it up, a little more red fruit. Malbec, super delicious, just berry, oh my gosh, and inky stuff, bluish black. And then you've got a little bit of Petit Verdot, which is structured, it's almost like dried fig and a little mineral and plum. And then there's a pinch of Cabernet Franc, which adds a little herbal tone, a little garrigue, as they might say, a little brushiness, as well as some fruit and some structure. And you blend all that together and you can make something really special.
I think you did. Mission accomplished, and we're going to verify that right now. Pour some in my glass, will you?
Absolutely. You know, and if we have something with a little bit of glazed cherries over some well-tended red meat, that would be the perfect pairing.
All right. Well, I also brought some pork.
Oh, that'll work for me.
Folks, we are at Valette Healdsburg, and this is a beautiful restaurant. And Harry here sees me coming through the door at least two or three times a week. And sometimes they run to the door, and they don't have any food left when I leave.
You know, we love having you around, and we always will have plenty of food if you let us know you're coming.
We have this beautiful wine from Rodney Strong. The Symmetry is one that we've tasted a couple times, and this is the current vintage.
Yeah, you know, when you open it, it felt a little tight, right popping that cork, but just a few minutes later, you just can feel nice and soft and just rounded in your palate.
I love the Cab Franc in wines of this caliber, and it just immediately does not come out, but then it's right there in the middle of the palate, and you seem to have a pattern going on yourself here, sir. You ordered two dishes again. Thank you, sir.
Like you said, feed dog. We got to keep you well fed and well good wine around here.
So we have the wine, we have the food, and again, I'm going to repeat myself. You talk so I can eat, and I might need a little extra time here.
Hey, well, that's what I'm here for. With this steak, we're putting a little potato mousseline on the bottom of that plate. And then in between, we're creating a beautiful hash in there with mushrooms, smoked brisket, little onions in there. I'm going to place this steak on top of that and do a little chimichurri on top of that steak with a little leek salsa verde to the side. You know, ideally, we create some of these sauces to give some umami, some acidity to that dish. So when we have the wine, you know, can cut through a little bit through some of that richness, but just create that balance when you're drinking your wine with your meal, just creating that perfect pairing in there.
We have our work cut out for us, folks. We still have some duck left, and we're going to get into these steaks. You know me, Harry. We need at least one dessert after this.
Of course. Oh, yeah. You know, we have to end up things in a sweet note around here.
Well, what do you think? Or maybe two desserts. What do you think do we go with these wines? I think almost anything off your menu there.
Yeah. My first choice will be not a Snickers bar, and then the cookies and cream, something dark and rich to complement these wines.
Folks, we are going to enjoy some great food and wine here at Villette, and give us the phone number here at Villette so folks can make arrangements to come and visit.
Good number to call will be 707-473-0946, and you can also email us at info@valettehillsburg.com.
Well, Harry, thank you, sir, and let's get with it here. We got a lot of food in front of us and a beautiful restaurant. Thank you, sir.
Hey, hopefully we'll have you salivating, and now we're going to eat our meal.
Indeed.